Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
And it's time to catch up with Diana Roberts from the Guildford Tourist Information Centre. Hello, Diana.
Hello, Graham.
How are you today?
A little cooler than the heat wave we've had this week. Which
absolutely,
is rather
yes.
Good.
It's a bit more comfortable, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, indeed. We're getting a night's sleep now. This
indeed.
Is good.
And a cool breeze blowing through the studio.
Love it.
But you've got some great ideas to enjoy this summer weather?
We have indeed. We've got loads of stuff because all the big stuff's starting to come. So I'll start with a quick reminder. The In the Night Garden Trail at Wisley for your little ones is only on until the 30th of June. I did take my grandson. It's well worth a go. They've got all sorts of craft activities and all sorts of different things going on, yoga and dancing and storytelling, and the little ones absolutely adore it. So that's till the 30th of June. Until the 1st of July, there's a really interesting art exhibition over at Cranley Arts Centre. It's called Face to Face. It's free to go. They're open Tuesday through to Saturday, 10 till 4. And it's a collaborative multimedia art exhibition focusing on the power of faces and features the work of three Cranley-based artists and includes papier-mâché heads on the theme of family history by Louise Grundy, a challenging portrait project including many local faces by photographer Sean Tyrrell, and beautiful photographs of animal faces in Kenya by Jeremy Lucas, which is presented posthumously. And the reason it absolutely caught my eye is one of the images they're using to promote it is these two lions, and they're gorgeous.
Oh,
so
lovely.
Do go and have a look. I'm looking forward to seeing his work.
Anything
with animals, particularly cats, the big variety. You've got until the 1st of July for that. Now, I've got a big special one here. This is a very special event. This might be something you want to buy somebody for a present or just to really treat yourself. Now available is an English sparkling wine tour and visit to RHS Wisley. It's bookable all year round. The all-inclusive package is £399, but wait till you hear what's involved. It's a two-day package, and you combine English sparkling wine tour with dinner and overnight stay in the lovely village of Ripley, and then next day to RHS Wisley. So the first day you have a sparkling wine tour with a fabulous lunch at specialist wine shop Cellar Wines in Ripley. Then you have dinner at the Anchor Gastro Pub, Ripley Anchor. Overnight stay at Broadway Barn. Now, Broadway Barn is stunning.
Is
it's
it? I don't
just
know that.
Behind the Nest in
oh.
Ripley.
Oh, right.
Most beautiful, beautiful place. Mm. And then the following day, you go for a tour of RHS Wisley. So that might be a really nice present for somebody. So, and all information you can find at English Wine Tours website. It's also on the Visit Guildford website, too.
Yes, yeah, a lovely village, Ripley, I think.
Oh, mm. It's so lovely. And there's such good businesses there as well.
A lot of businesses, yeah.
Keep in with walking, since we want to go outdoors a bit. Arts and Crafts walking tour at Watts Gallery Artist Village. This is on the 28th of June. It's 2 till 4, and you can learn more about the arts and crafts architecture of the Artist Village by visiting the Pottery Building, a space created for Mary Watts, Compton Pottery, and the historic Watts Gallery, and the intricate detail of Watts Chapel. If you haven't been to Watts Chapel, it's a real Marmite situation. And I will be honest, when I first walked in there, the first thing I said was, who has to dust this? There are more nooks and crannies than you can shake a stick at. Limler's Niece is amazing. It's a brilliant house designed by Sir Ernest George. And, of course, they've now got the studio there, just as though Watts had just walked out of it. So that's worth doing. Alan Turing Walk. Now, our wonderful town guides in Guildford devised a new walk a couple of years ago, looking at the places in Guildford that Alan Turing's family lived and therefore he visited. There are 29th of June, and then there's another one if you miss it on the 20th of July. It starts at 7 o'clock in the evening. Now, you meet by the Cedar Turing statue right outside G Live, that big thing that lights up. And you have to book for these. They are free, but you need to book through the Tourist Information Centre. And you then go on. It's a slightly longer walk. It's about an hour and three quarters. Slightly longer walk than the normal ones because you're visiting the houses that Alan Turing's family that lived in. Now, he came there as a small boy. He then went on to boarding school. So it was always visiting back during the holidays. But there's lots and lots of stories there. His mother was a regular goer at St Nicholas Church in Guildford. His brother lived there. So you can explore through the town guides. And I promise you a few little surprises as well.
Oh, right.
On to some of the summer festival events. On the 30th of June at the Guildhall, 7:45 start, Circle 8 Film Group, they're a Guildford-based film group who have over the years has got access to some amazing archive footage, which they put together to tell stories of Guildford. They're doing a double bill. The first one is This is Guildford, which is a story of the railways and how they transformed Guildford and became it, made it a commuter town and made it the wealthy town that it is. So it's the story of the railways in Guildford. And the second half is the story of Guildford Cathedral, how it was built, when it was built, the delay during the war and so on. And it's really poignant with the cathedral at the moment because, of course, they're just in the process of taking down their scaffolding. And it's nearly all over. It should all be done by August. So there we go. So that's on the 30th of June. You get tickets from the tourist office on Visit Guildford if you want to go to that. Going over now to Polesden Lacey. On the 1st of July, they have a National Meadows Day at Polesden Lacey. It's from 10 till 4. Adult standard tickets, £13.60. Child standard, £6.80. And they do a good family standard at £34.50. And you can spend the day there with their rangers, discovering all the new species in their beautiful environment. It's also a fabulous place for a picnic. Now we go from the absolutely sublimely gorgeous to the completely daft. Guildford Lions Charity Raft Race, 1st of July. Raft race, raft sink, probably more likely. but it is hysterically funny and it raises loads of money. Guildford Lions were amazing to organise this. Starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and it's an annual sponsored event raising funds for the Lions Charitable Trust, supporting lots of local charities. Now it runs along the riverway between Millmead and the Stoughton Waterside Centre, where there's going to be a bar and a barbecue and facilities for the rafters. Trophies will be awarded at the Waterside Centre for the best turned out crew, the best raft, the quickest raft, don't hold your breath, and other achievements. Entries and sponsors are always welcome. Contact the Guildford Lions about taking part. And it is the most colourful, crazy Guildford event of the year. Also part of Summer Festival, the GMES, the Guildford Model Engineering Society's major annual event, takes place in Stoke Park on the 1st and 2nd of July from 10 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. And you get lots of modellers and locals alike for a great day out with miniature steam train rides on Stoke Park Railway's two tracks, plus 16mm and G1 garden railways. There's a 4mm 00 gauge indoor layout operation. So if you are absolutely crazy about your little trains and your train models and kids' loving goes on model trains, there's lots of charity and society stands, refreshments, free parking, what's not to love?
I'll make a note of that one.
Yeah, I thought you might like that one. Now, I'm rather more keen on this one. Our lovely friends at Aubrey Vineyard on the 1st of July are doing an Indian food and wine pairing event. Now, were you aware?
What's a pairing event?
Well, when you eat a certain food,
right,
and then drink either wine or beer,
yes,
it tastes different according to what you've eaten.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So if you eat chocolate, it will taste a certain way. If you eat spicy food, it will taste a different way.
All right.
Or something sharp or something sweet. Really actually very interesting how it works out. So the tickets for this are £40 because they're going to teach you all about wine appreciation and as well. It's on the Saturday, 6 till 8. And it's a perfect class to spice up your taste buds back at Aubrey Vineyard in the silent pool. And this is wine experts here going to host the event. The event's going to be with Aubrey Estate. You're welcomed by vineyard owner Nick, who's a great guy, following a simple interactive session designed to demonstrate the principles of food and wine matching. From there on, learning how spices like cumin, coriander, pepper and tamarind flavours can change the way we taste wine.
Right.
And you will be tasting things like vegetable samosas, mm-hmm, Sheikh or Shami kebabs made from mincemeat and chicken tikka rolls. You'll also be given recipes for these using local ingredients. This is from Sumi. And then you'll have the taster plates. And then, of course, you will be able to buy some Aubrey wine at discount. So that's really good fun. So then when you're having a dinner party.
And does the food make the wine taste differently?
Yes. You eat
the
food.
Both ways.
Yeah, you eat the food and the wine tastes different.
Right.
Really, really cool. Guildford Fringe Festival starts on the 1st of July, going right the way through to the 30th of July. It is madness. There are over 100 events. There's over 15 different venues. It's its fifth year. It's just crazy. They have a website, guildfordfringefestival.co.uk. You can have a good look on there. And they've got, there's free events. There's dance, music, kids events, comedy, burlesque, theatre, talks, workshops, cabaret, art exhibitions. They have got the lot. Now, they're going to be having, as of this weekend, I believe, a box office in White Lion Walk in Guildford. So you can go in and meet the craziness and say hello to Jake. Jake's
sounds
a dog.
Good. Hello, Jake.
Absolutely. Hello to Jake. On a slightly more sedate note, an evening of music and art is taking place at Leith Hill Place. This is on Saturday, the 1st of July. Tickets are £20. And in the stunning setting is an evening of music and art featuring music by Vaughan Williams, Bridge, Kodaly and Prof Kiev, plus an interesting talk on the history of English landscape paintings by renowned artist Joe Lewis. Tickets include interval refreshment. And there's a booking number, which I'll leave with you. It's 0344-249-1895, which is the Leith Hill number. Over at the wonderful Rural Life Centre, they've got a Polish Day coming up. That's on the 2nd of July. It's from 10 till 5. Now, there's a strong bond between Great Britain and Poland, and nowhere is this link connected more than at the Rural Life Centre in Tilford. So they're celebrating their annual Polish Day. It's the home of the Tweedsmuir Polish Camp exhibition, the former camp that was at Thursley, where there were many Polish families displaced by the Second World War, and they were accommodated there from 1947 to 1960. So there's still lots of the family around that come and have a look at this. In particular, there were brothers Zen and Wies, who spent their early years there. It was their home from 1948 until 57. So it's looking back really at the Second World War and the time that the Polish were living around here. So totally reenacted, lots of stuff going on. Normal entry prices apply. So if you've got connections to the Polish families during the war. Now this one, I suspect there's going to be lots of middle-aged men in Lycra at this one.
Don't look
Farnham
at me like
Festival
that.
Of Cycling.
Oh, right.
We can talk about it, Graham. We don't have to do it. 2nd of July over at Farnham, 10 till 4. This is their, this following the success of Farnham Morty's first cycling festival last year. They're doing the same thing again. And there's loads of stuff to do. You can take demo bikes for a ride, bring your bike along, watch cycling films, use pedal power to make drinks on the smoothie bike. Lots of things for the children to do. Have a trim at a pop-up barbershop, watch fellow artist Mark Jones at work in the Undercroft, talk to local bike clubs and organisations and find out what they can offer. And you can catch stage two of the Tour de France in the Barley Room as well. And there's lots and lots of activities. If you go to farnhambikeride.org.uk, you'll find out about the Farnham Bike Ride Sportive, which is from 8 o'clock in the morning on the 2nd of July, the Festival Velo Village at Farnham Maltings, the Cycle Jumble in the Velo Village. There's Hoops Velo, High Climb and Pedal Heaven Farnham Town Centre races. Sounds absolutely crazy. Loads for adults and for kids. And I think you've got to be fit to even start.
I know. A lot of people cycling around Surrey now, aren't there?
There is. I think there's more cyclists than there are wasps, you know.
I do think there are. Possibly so.
But it's a lovely way to keep fit. And you don't have to be all sporty with your helmet on and your clothes. You can just have a little poodle around sort of quieter areas. And the kids love it too. So there's plenty to do Farnham Maltings.
Indeed. And it's a sort of precursor for the Ride London Surrey at the end of July.
It is,
isn't
yes. That's coming through here as
well.
Too.
All right, Diana. Well, thank you so much for taking us through so much.
That's okay.
And we look forward to talking to you again next week.
See you next week, if people want to find out more.
There's
a lot more on visitguildford.com. I did certainly cut it down for you today because there is so much.
Thanks, Diana.
Talk to you soon.
Brooklands Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.